Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. Appreciate you listening every Sunday night, where we try to emphasize doctrinal matters because doctrine is very important. I would like to talk tonight about this phrase in the Bible, obey the truth. Romans 2 verse 8 reads, "But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath." So those who do not, quote, obey the truth will receive indignation and wrath from God on the judgment day. Now, obeying the truth would be the same as obeying the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 includes that phrase as it reads, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." So if we don't obey the gospel, God will take vengeance on us with flaming fire and everlasting destruction. Another place where obeying the truth is mentioned is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22a. That reads, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit." Now, many preachers say all you have to do to be saved is believe. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But this verse says you also have to obey, and that the purification or the salvation of our souls is dependent upon our obedience. Notice the following other passages which teach the same thing. Hebrews 5:9, "And being made perfect," He, talking about Jesus, "became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him." Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." How about James 2:24? "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Most believers act like truth is not that important, that all the different types of churches are right, even though they teach different things. But 1 Peter 1:22 teaches we must obey the truth to get our souls purified or forgiven. 2 plus 2 can't equal 4 and 5 both. Remember John 8:32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This means any other doctrine different than what the Bible actually says will keep us from being made free from sin. And erring from the truth will cause us to lose our soul also. James 5:19-20, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." And so what we're emphasizing tonight is that not only must we believe, we must obey the gospel. We must obey the truth. So just believing the truth is not enough. We must obey it. And it has to be the truth. False religious teaching, obeying false religious teaching, is not obeying the gospel, is not obeying the truth. And the only way we can get our souls purified, according to 1 Peter 1:22, is by obeying the truth. So we must abide in the teaching of Christ. And if we don't, we're not obeying the truth, our souls will not be saved, will not be purified.